Last night, 340 students graduated from Dallastown High School in Dallastown, Pennsylvania. And Air National Guard Staff Sergeant John Neubaum saw his daughter accept her diploma, even though he is in Iraq. The sergeant was watching through a video uplink with help from a nonprofit group. The organization Freedom Calls arranges connections to Iraq so family members can be there for important moments or just for day-to-day chats. We've called the Neubaums to talk about their virtual graduation experience. Heather joins us from her hometown in Dallastown. Congratulations, Heather.
Thank you.
And Staff Sergeant Neubaum is on the line from Iraq. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Sergeant, how long was it since you'd last seen your daughter?
Oh, it was January 25th of this year.
Heather, what was it like to see your dad last night on your graduation day?
It was amazing. It was really, really worth it.
Could you see him while you were sitting there in the crowd or just...
No, I had to sit with my class during the whole graduation ceremony, and then afterwards they took me up to the top of the bleachers where everything was set up, and I got to talk to him then.
But you knew he was watching you?
Yes.
Sergeant, what was it like watching? What did you see?
I had a pretty good bird's eye view. The camera panned around. I saw my family, the speakers. I heard them, and I saw procession, and as the graduates were being awarded, saw them come up. So I had a view of pretty much everything.
Was this whole thing set up just for you? Were there other military children, or was it all geared for you to see your family and your daughter?
As far as I know, it was just for me. Now, there was somebody else. Heather, you may be... Maybe you can help me with this.
Yeah, there was another girl whose brother is overseas, and they were trying to split the connection to see if he could also pick up graduation. I'm not sure if it happened, though.
What did it mean for you to be able to have your dad see you and then see him afterwards?
I didn't think it was going to happen, since, I didn't think he'd be able to actually see graduation, but it meant a lot that this foundation could come out and do that. It meant everything to me.
And Sergeant, can I ask what you would have done last night if this had not been able to happen?
What would I have done? I would have been in here, waiting for the link maybe to come up, and hopefully it would. If I couldn't see them, I would have called them on the phone and talked to them and, marked the day as best we could.
What does your daughter's graduation mean to you?
A great deal. More than I can go into right now. It's kind of like, and maybe that's this way for her too, able to put this milestone behind you and move on to the next one. There's always a next one, the next goal. And I plan to be back for her next one, which I think is Keystone, Heather. Right?
Yeah.
You're going to Keystone Culinary School, is that right, Heather?
Keystone College in their culinary program.
That's a four-year...
Two-year.
...liberal arts school.
It's a two-year.
Right, Heather?
It's a two-year.
It's a four-year school, I think, but yours is, what, a two-year program?
Two-year program, yeah.
So you're saying the next milestone is graduation from there?
Yeah, something like that.
Sergeant Neubaum, do you expect to be in Iraq in 2 years?
No, I don't. I don't plan to be.
We need to go, but I know this isn't quite private, but you guys want to say anything to each other before we... I know you'd rather speak to each other than to me.
Well, Heather, I'm so very proud of you.
Thank you.
More than I can say.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna try and actually call you on a separate line in a little bit, okay?
All right.
Staff Sergeant John Neubaum in Iraq, where you watched your daughter's graduation last night. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
And Heather Neubaum in Dallastown, Pennsylvania. Thank you and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you both.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Dad. Love you.
Love you too, honey.
Bye. Bye.